Ukraine's national security spokesman gives two briefings a day, reporting advances by Ukrainian troops against Russian-backed separatists in the east and accusing Russian troops of shooting across the border. Russia denies the allegations and blames Ukraine for the increased fighting and even for the downing of the Malaysian airliner, which Ukraine and the West blame on the separatists or Russian operatives. The dueling information can be intense, but even at a Kyiv church that's sometimes a gathering place for pro-Russian crowds, most people are clear about whom they believe.
Only Russian people believe in Russian media because it's special, special media from KGB. But our people know exactly true things.
Of course, I believe so to my president, and so I believe to our new government. And of course, so I want to live in new Ukraine.
But one man who just arrived from the conflict zone in eastern Ukraine is not so sure.
It's hard to tell because I'm from Donetsk. There are only Russian programs on the television there. Now I came to see my son in Kyiv, and there are only Ukrainian programs. How can I compare them? I haven't been in the military action. How can I say who to believe?
There's a dizzying array of information available, much of it still through traditional media, but also a lot of it online and on television. This newsstand is in a commuter train station underneath Independence Square, site of the revolution that brought a new president to power. For news agent Irina, that changed what her customers are looking for.
Most of the people buy our Ukrainian newspapers. Russian newspapers are not selling so well. I still sell some, but fewer than before. Now, it's mostly ours.
Depending on whom you believe, the Ukrainian revolution was either the flowering of democracy or the imposition of fascism and decadence. And the Russian annexation of Crimea and involvement in eastern Ukraine are either brutal violations of international law or the noble protection of Russians and their rights.
This year and last year, we see that mass media changed the reality.
Information consultant Dmitry Zolotukhin.
Who has the influence on mass media? He has influence on the reality. And if you want reality to be like full of fear, full of hate, then you just take this mass media and change the reality the way you want it.
The events in Ukraine in recent months have been dramatic, but Zolotukhin says how people on all sides perceive those events will be equally important in determining the country's future and its future relationship with its large, powerful neighbor to the east. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.